Doctors are issuing a warning about a disturbing new trend involving your teens and hand sanitizer. Some kids are apparently using this household product to get drunk. They're ending up in the emergency room.
So far this year, six San Fernando Valley teenagers had to be rushed to the hospital to be treated for alcohol poisoning after they drank hand sanitizer. They've apparently figured out a way to turn the gel basically into shots of brain alcohol.
Did you like that?
Tap dancing's wild,
like,
man.
The way it was choreographed was cool. I don't know. Like, they did it in a way that...
It's okay to be impressed by tap dancing.
It is. It's okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to justify it. I'm
like, totally well, okay. See, like, there was a lot of tits and stuff too, guys.
Yeah, all right.
It wasn't just tap.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty...
But it was just tap.
Those things are impressive.
It was cool.
It's okay to just admire things that are impressive. Yeah. Like, I'm now on that... I'm on that camp, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was watching a live video. I was watching the live concert of My Chemical Romance live in Mexico City last night. And I don't like the band. And I was just like, you know what though? This is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm just going to admire it for how it's impressive.
Yeah. When,
it's really great.
Yeah.
When you can't do it and you know you can't do it.
Right.
It's good. It's okay to say like, yeah.
So it's okay to... It's okay to watch tap. To love
it's
tap.
It's okay to watch tap. Right.
All right. Well, welcome to Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Frida down here.
It's down there on down third here. Base. It's Friday morning. I woke up to some great news. I think you probably did too if you're on Reddit right now. When I say great, I mean, historically, I don't like celebrating the death of people, even if they're bad people, because it's just
God,
like...
I do. Who died?
David Koch.
Oh!
Koch brothers.
Wow. Well, that's nice.
So, hell has another angel.
God.
Huh.
Good yeah. for them.
I know.
Buy Coca-Cola. See you later.
Yeah. So he
Coke with a K.
Yeah. So he was. I don't know. I don't remember if he or his brother is worse. I believe that David is the monster.
Oh my god!
If
gosh.
I remember correctly.
Wait, and which one died?
David.
Oh, fantastic!
So he died at 79. He was a real, like grade A, world class piece of shit. So
wow. Well, happy day.
Yeah, I mean, excuse me. Again, I do not like necessarily celebrating the death of people, even if they're bad, but it just...
You're a better person than I am.
Well, we are watching, like, literally the Amazon is on fire right now.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that we probably should talk about as we talk about the front page. Today, though, we are going to be talking about brand new sentences. So if you want to just do a little linkage there, up until about 3 hours ago, I believe, David Koch of the Koch Brother Corporation at 79 is now dead, was a brand new sentence. So
God, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive. So,
are the mushrooms getting you?
I haven't really even drunk this. So we're adding new things, new supplements to the coffee right now.
Are they psychedelics?
Our sponsor, our buddy Laird.
Yeah, Laird Hamilton continues to sponsor. We actually don't want him to sponsor us anymore. So if anybody knows Laird Hamilton, you tell him to just fucking leave us alone.
Dog boobs? Are they what?
He's Sorry. Extremely desperate. So,
what kind of mushroom? Oh, is this just is Laird Hamilton's thing mushrooms?
Oh, performance mushrooms.
Oh, you God.
You don't know about corticordyceps?
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. Okay, yes.
I don't know. There's a big, like, mushroom trend in the health industry.
There is a mushroom trend in the health industry. I don't like shrooms. Not like, I mean, I've never tried the fun kind. I just mean, I don't like mushrooms.
Didn't I give you some?
You did one time, and I freaked out and threw
gave him to Trevor.
Why'd you throw it away?
Because I'm a dumb shit.
We could have sold that.
I know. I put it in my pocket. I think I was like wearing a shirt like this. I put it in my front pocket and went to work all day and was like a nervous wreck all day that someone was going to be like, hey, what's in your pocket? And I was going to be like, it's an illegal drug.
So for all the policemen that are listening to us right now, just know that the literal story is I found something in my pocket.
Yeah.
And somehow we propagated the joke that it was a mushroom, and then dog boobs threw away because she thought it was a mushroom.
It may or may not have been a mushroom.
We don't know. But the point is that we have we're drinking performance mushrooms right now.
Larry gave them to us.
In terms of the corporate world, I'm pretty sure I'm taking PEDs right now. I think it's
For your brain, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I was competing in the corporate Olympics,
I mean, performance enhancing,
I would get my gold medal stripped away.
Yeah,
and would end my career in shame.
It'd be like, nice try. That's Laird Hamilton performance mushrooms.
Says here you've been shrooming this whole marathon.
Sir, we found traces of Laird Hamilton performance mushrooms in your blood.
Are you tripping this whole time, dude? I've been tripping for 26.2 miles.
26.2 years.
That explains the cartwheels on mile 12.
I saw a video last night as I was going to bed. I haven't been sleeping particularly well lately. I was going to bed and I was like, all right, I just gotta turn everything off. But let me make sure I'm not missing anything. And I pull up Reddit and the first thing I see is this video from 3 years ago or from 10 years ago. Evidently it was posted on videos, so it's quite popular. But it was this guy doing a tutorial. So it says driving on salvia.
Nice.
And this guy is like, all right, I'm going to show you guys how to drive on salvia. We're going to try a couple different things. And, you know, we're going to try to park and do this very small parking spot. And, you know, I've done this before. It'll be fine. But it is quite the experience. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to walk you through the experience as I see it. And I was watching. I was like, that first part, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be awful. This is going to be terrible. Someone's dying in this. And then so he's like, all right, so the first thing we obviously have to do is we have to light our bong and take a rip. The way salvia works is, you know, you let it sit in your lungs. So he takes a rip and he's just talking through it. And he's like, you have to let it sit in your lungs for like maybe 20 seconds. He does it. And then he goes, I held it in too long. And then he goes, I'm going to leave now. He just sits back in the chair, and then the rest of the video is him just like really, really struggling.
Oh my God.
On salvia, and it's a
there's a driving. I think there was a driving on salvia trend on YouTube for a little while.
I think so. Yeah, and
like,
this is six years ago,
so maybe like more.
God.
This is from the video. Yeah, okay. This is from that time.
That time. It's like it's long enough now where people have probably forgotten about it.
For sure. I think this was revisiting it, which I.
And it's the same guy who does a bunch of them. There's a funny one where he's doing something. He's gonna drive to like school.
Right.
And it's the same setup.
Right.
And then he takes the rip and he's like super fucked up. And he's like, oh shit. He turns the camera and a cat has jumped
on
his.
That's the exact video I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. Cat's on his.
And
he
has a moment.
He's like, oh no. And it's the funniest take because you just don't expect a cat to be staring at him.
Good God.
And he has that plant and he throws it out the window. Yeah.
It's
a wonderful video.
It's one of the best.
Yes, it is one of the best. So anyway, I
10 years old.
10 years old, man.
Oh man,
how the time has passed.
Yeah, that's a real class act.
I know. Evidently, he's now a YouTube celebrity.
Oh yeah, I mean that.
But it wasn't from this. It was like he was. So the top comment is, isn't like what is it? It's like isn't this guy. What does it say? It's the... I guess it's no longer the top comment. But there was originally a top comment that was like, isn't this guy the guy who does... Oh, yeah. Is this the internet comments etiquette guy? And then an edit that says, it fucking is.
Cool.
So this guy's...
a two-trick pony. Yeah,
he is a two-trick pony. Anyway, so big salvia day for us here.
Wow.
Celebrating salvia and the death of... climate change is number one enemy.
Yes.
David Koch.
Oh right. Like the Amazon.
No. Well, the Amazon so we should talk about this. I mean, not that everybody doesn't already know about this, but just, you know, since we are a news pod, technically.
Man, I haven't really gone into this. I don't really know what's happening.
So
other than people on Instagram are like, save the Amazon. I'm like, I must be in trouble.
So Bolsonaro, who's their president, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
That sounds like a cool brand of wood.
It does.
Like a fun dance.
Yeah.
The old Bolsonaro.
Yeah.
Honey, we're practicing the Bolsonaro for the wedding.
Yeah, I believe it's Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, yeah. So Bolsonaro, the president's name of Brazil, or president's name of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro or Jair, I don't fucking know. But he's a piece of shit, real piece of shit. He is like a kind of a, he's an absolutely unapologetic kind of capitalist.
Ugh.
Just get money now. So there's been a massive increase in logging and deforestation in Amazon, cool. In the Amazon. And of course, a byproduct of that can be fires, right? Because you're taking away the topsoil and you're kind of doing a lot of the things that prevent fires, you know, when you cut away at the, when you log, you're and cutting away at that. So
I imagine the moisture goes away.
Exactly. Yeah. There's tons of shit that is affected by this. So the Amazon has been on fire. I think the thing that people seem to constantly be calling out in this conversation is that you can see the smoke from space. So people are like,
aliens
wow.
are once again going, come on, guys.
Fucking idiots.
We got Mars over here. Yeah. The place with no In-N-Out burgers and no rivers.
Right.
Mars is doing great. What's your guys' deal, Earth? Wait, did you say rivers was another problem?
Mars doesn't. I think Mars used to be Earth, right? This is
really?
Like,
that's your theory?
Yes. Of course it did.
Okay.
It just makes sense.
Interesting.
They got ice.
What aspect of that makes sense to you?
They got ice and there's like indentations from rivers and water. So it's like,
okay.
And we can't understand the time of space, right? So it's like, go back like a couple trillion years.
Right.
Mars was Earth in my head. It just was.
But existence wasn't real a trillion years ago, dude.
What are you talking about, bro?
It started 2,000 years ago. It started 2019 years ago.
That's a fair point. Anyway, so I think Earth's on a crash course towards Mars.
I think that's fair. I think that I wonder how long
to me that's the
our,
reflection of like what we it's like we could be that if we don't.
Well, how long do you think our ecosystem would take to complete dry up to that degree?
I don't know.
Maybe like 30 years.
30, 40 years.
CNN says by 2035.
I don't know. So the World Series in October? Probably after that.
Probably
November,
after
that.
Yeah.
November.
Well, I will live to be exactly this many. So, yeah, no, I probably thousands of years.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe I guess you're right. I guess that's an interesting.
It's a while.
You know, it's funny. You say thousands of years, and in our perception of time, that's wildly long, right? As humans,
it's like a space fart.
Yeah, but framing it in through the lens of the degradation of a planet, that is
quick.
Not a Coon's age.
Not a Coon's age.
Yeah. So.
That's a space fart.
That's a space fart at best. Yeah. So, but anyway, so the Amazon thing is actually quite tragic. I don't really know what the answer is. This is a problem. It's like
everyone seems to be shaming the guy pretty hard online.
Well, yeah, but it, you know,
we'll see if that.
Doesn't, I mean, it doesn't again? I mean, this is the interesting ripple effect of, you know, we talk about David Koch dying. Hope he's getting his chest shit on in hell by Satan right now, unless he likes it, then I hope it doesn't happen.
With McAfee?
McAfee's alive and well, and he is an angel amongst us, my friend. What are you talking about?
He's getting his chest shit on right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here in San Diego.
Yes, exactly. That and then Trump and kind of a lot of the things that have happened in our world in recent time, all kind of snowballing to the effect of, now you have a president who doesn't believe in climate change in Brazil, who has the audacity of our president, and he has the denialism inherited by somebody like a Koch brother, and then now the Amazon, which provides 20% of the Earth's oxygen, is burning up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that would be a really awful way to go for us all to suffocate simultaneously because we don't have any more oxygen.
It'd be like,
what do you complain about? Isn't that what you want?
No. I don't want that to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
I know. It sucks. It's a real bummer. But what else is on the front page?
It would be interesting to see people give up. It's like we have like 10 years of air. And you're like, the first year would be fucking mayhem.
Right.
But then like I think the next 9 years, people would be like, you know what? Let's just try to be nice to each other while we can.
Yeah.
That's actually very true.
And then... And it'd be sad. It might get better at the end.
I mean, maybe this is the climate change moment that we need to jumpstart our fucking process. Because, you know, listen, if I was a monster, like our president or like the people who run the American government, not to be a political bot here, but you know, if I was that and I saw what was happening and I have been aware that things are happening in our climate that are problematic, I just don't want to admit that it's our fault, then I would look at this, and then once it settles, I'd be like, wow, the climate really fucked up because of this guy down in Brazil.
Right.
Now we need to fix it, right? Mm-hmm. And then just kind of like, you know, I mean, he's amazing at passing the buck, right? That's Trump's like only good asset, right, is being able to blame other people for things.
Yeah. But I feel like his like success also hinges on like the rest of the world becoming crazy right wing.
Well, I know, but still though, I think being able to say, I mean, this is like broken window economics, right? Where it's like something gets broken so that you fix it, and then technically that fixes it and fixes the economy or stimulates whatever, but something had to have been broken for that to have been fixed, right? Which is like not a good thing, you know?
To give this guy, I'm going to argue for the, what's his name? Balls Bolsonaro.
It's President Bolsonaro.
I think their argument is that they're doing kind of what we did, the United States, let's just say, like,
of course,
200 years ago.
Of course. Yeah, and destroying everything.
Like what Europe did like 500 years ago or whatever. Right. And you could say we had a rainforest here in America that we cut down and we turned it into Cleveland and New York City or something. And that's what they would say. And or like you turn it into Paris or Berlin or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's good to chop down any of these rainforests, but every country's done it.
Yeah.
And then succeeded from it. And so I think he's saying, well, we'll just have national parks too, like you guys, and we'll protect areas.
Right.
And we'll keep a couple buffalo and monkeys.
Yep.
But like our whole country's not going to be a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of patronizing for us to say, you know, we can do this, but you can't, which I think obviously that applies to many things in America. But like,
sure,
you know, this is the latest in that process. I mean, we've done it with, you know, we do it with globalization.
China is the same thing. They're like, we're just doing, you know, this is our industrial revolution.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
You know, your guys' air used to be soot too.
Yeah, totally.
And then you cleaned it, so let us get there.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's all a little.
So you're saying you're for it?
No, I'm saying I'm against it, but I'm trying to understand where they're coming from. I guess
I agree with that. What else has been happening on the top of this past week? Before we start talking about brand new sentences, so here is an interesting one that I don't think anybody on this pod necessarily empathizes with.
I do. What is it?
PewDiePie.
Oh, the racist?
PewDiePie, the racist. You're the problem, Freed. He's not a racist. He did say the N-word a couple times on his stream, but I think he has a lot of love. Some would say he is the most popular person on the internet. I think statistically he is the most popular person on the internet.
Yeah, I'd buy that. Is he back?
Well, he's been back, but he just got married.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's three down on top of this past week. 146,000 upvotes from his subreddit, which is PewDiePie Submissions, which, you know, I don't really understand PewDiePie Submissions, so we've never really talked about it, but it is a very, very popular sub.
You
know,
shoot that link over him.
Yeah, of course. So he got married, and, you know, he looks dapper. His wife, it looks beautiful. It looks very... It looks very nice, but I guess what's interesting about it, apart from it just being important internet news, is it's fascinating when, because we had the same experience with Ethan and Ela a little bit, right? Where
our pals
big friends of the pod. they had a kid, and
Teddy Fresh.
But we don't know them, and we're paying very close attention to the most intimate moment of their lives.
Right.
And you know, we feel a sense of like oneness and you know, saying like congratulations or whatever. And we're experiencing a little bit of the same thing here where Felix and Marzia, his new wife, they get married. And then the whole internet simultaneously goes, congratulations. And it's like, wow. Like if my girlfriend and I are going to get married, it's going to be a tough decision selecting people who can go to the wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd be better to have the internet.
Right. But it's just interesting that it's something like this where it's such a personal thing and we don't know him in the way that we would know him getting married. You know what I mean? It's like a very personal, private, familial thing.
Yeah.
And the whole internet simultaneously congratulates him. It's just strange. That's really weird. Yeah. And so it's, I mean, good on them. Like, of course, congratulations. But it's a kind of a bizarre phenomenon that kind of freaks me out.
He's some kind of global icon that everybody knows.
Totally.
And that's a new thing.
Totally.
I mean, it's like a modern day statue or something. Like,
well, I guess
you roll past it, you're like, who's that guy?
I guess the one thing that makes it particularly unique, and this is the same thing with the Ethan Ela thing, is like in the past, this has been Brad and Angelina, fucking Elvis, you know, people like that who the world may know, but they know them through the lens of their hyper-curated celebrity, right? And this is a guy who, like, wakes up in his fucking pajamas, walks out, gets on a stream, right, and plays video games online, right? Like, that is how he became famous, and that is what he does. So we know him in a very different way. So we're getting a glimpse of this,
right.
You know, this piece of
it's an interesting
inner life. I don't know. It's just odd.
An interesting thing to think about: new ways of becoming a celebrity, new media art or whatever it is you do. You have to be exceptional in some way,
right? Totally.
For a lot of people to care to watch you,
right?
And it used to be like you said, like music or whatever, right. Just a couple things.
Well, it still is that. It's just a different thing.
It's still
thing
that,
now,
but
too.
Things are, there's emerging right. ways to be popular now. And I think, you know, one has to believe then what's next?
Right.
What's the next kind of fame? Dog boobs?
I don't know, man. I just know the planet's dying and I slipped on a fig this morning.
Oh.
So you're struggling. That's why you're low energy is because you slipped on a fig.
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's talk about that.
This feels like,
what do you got figs going on in your house?
This feels like
for?
A commercial. You're walking down the street checking your feed. It says the Amazon's dying.
Yep.
You slip on a fig.
And I slip on a fig.
Okay. So did you slip on a fig on outside or?
Outside. I was walking my dog.
Trev.
I was walking dog.
Walking dog and I just full blown slipped on. A rotten fig that had fallen out of a fig tree and fell and scraped my knee and
ouch.
Been in a rough place ever since.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Laugh it up.
I don't want to laugh.
That's what I've been thinking about.
That is a cartoon come to life.
I know. Well, it was awful.
I was just looking at figs have gotten popular in home decor.
Yeah.
I'm also not fucking hyped on figs, by the way. I don't like them. I don't think they're a good fruit.
They're not sweet. They're gross. There's so many seeds.
Right.
They're mushy.
They get way too much credit. Like a strawberry is, you want a strawberry 100 times over a fig.
Yeah. Right.
But fig trees look cool. I think that's what people like about them, maybe.
Maybe.
But we didn't know, this is breaking news, that figs can kill you.
Yes. Yes, they can.
We knew that bananas can take a man out.
Yep.
And
but like figs too. And then,
we don't technically know it can kill somebody because she is very.
I'm
well
alive
right now.
I could have easily tripped into the street.
And if
imagine
you,
if you were
if
cleaning
you kill
your
yourself
rifle
later,
something.
That doesn't count.
Are
as
you
a fig
sure it doesn't
you.
Count? All right.
That, the fig may have contributed to the downfall.
The downfall of
the PTSD of the fig fall.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I can't live with like this anymore.
I'm also a little preoccupied because makes me sound like an asshole, but there's construction going on next door and they started at 6 a.m.
The law is
seven.
Seven, right?
Is that literally the law?
There's a city law.
You cannot start before seven.
Did you give them a fish shake and a
long
stare? No, because
I'm a woman, and they'll probably come and rape and kill me if I do that. Mm. I've heard of that happening.
Here's what.
Well, you need to
where have you heard of that happening?
There was a story about a woman who like complained to construction workers, and one of them killed her.
What? But tarnation?
Yeah, I know. I want it.
In fairness to your story, they are all ex-convicts.
They're all ex-convicts.
Okay. Who have just found God.
That's not true. I'm defending all our construction worker listeners.
I'm kidding. But like, don't fucking start at six. And I don't want to seem like an asshole if I call and complain about noise. Because like, that's such a white lady thing to do. To be like,
noise
complaint. But when you're an hour early and like honking and yelling.
No.
I mean, I don't think it's a white lady thing. I think it's
that's fucked up.
I think that complaint crosses racial and gender divides.
Yeah, we can all agree. If we can agree on one thing, it's construction shouldn't start at 6 a.m. That's the one thing that might bring this country back together.
I'll tell you what though. I'm gonna say a controversial thought.
Oh,
ready for this? What's our hot? We need a hot take
button.
That's my least favorite of all of our
we
sounds.
Need I like the
we use that one I don't like that
we
one.
Need the reaction to like when the girlfriend smacks the guy in public, like the reaction of the person watching, like oh, like the oh damn, yeah. Like oh, dog boobs, okay. You got an oh damn in you or
oh damn, yeah,
that's oh. Perfect god you're see? So good
so I should am. Probably record that, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
I'll do I mean, it if you
yeah
I don't
know if later
I can do that now.
Anyway, that's
so,
my life.
So here's my hot take. Construction starting before 6 a.m. Absolutely problematic.
Sociopathic.
Can suck a dick. The action of that, right?
Hang them.
Lawn mowing. Early in the morning, before 6, though.
Same
kind of warms my heart.
Like it.
Kind of warms my heart. Reminds me of like.
Like childhood
like
summer.
Childhood summers.
If a kid was doing it and his dad was lording over him, I'd be like, nice. But it's not a kid. It's like an old man who's working, right?
I want to see that old man when I wake up. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's too early, man. I think people need their mornings. In a town like LA that's so fucking loud and chaotic,
true.
Like that 6 to 7 a.m. quiet time is nice.
Yeah.
Just getting up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
chilling.
Again,
you don't
want to
wake up.
I've been sleeping absolutely like. How much sleep do you guys get a night?
Dog Booze. I'll answer that in 1 second. But Dog Booze just came here this morning, like on edge. Like she's like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
Hey, like, she's
what
like,
"The fuck's going on with you guys this morning?"
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Fucking, what smells like shit? It
smells
here.
Like fucking ass. She's like, let me
get
guess.
That lamb man panning out of here.
What the? And I'm like, gosh, she's like, what happened?
Holy shit. Yeah. Something's
she slipped on a fig and the guy's like next door. It's
oh
like,
my God.
This is why.
Slipped on a fig.
This is why you got to start construction later. All right.
So how much sleep do you guys get a night?
Like 5 to 6 hours.
Oh, so you're doing that too?
Yeah, but that's during the week. Weekends, I'm up to like 12, 13.
Is that why you and I are anxious and depressed?
Probably.
Because we don't get enough sleep?
Yes, probably. And I can't get to sleep lately. Like, I'll try to get to sleep, and then like 2 in the morning, I'm still awake, and that's when I'll take my Ambien. I feel like shit until noon.
I have friends.
You miss Saturdays.
I will literally tell my friends, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong. I'm like, I don't feel great. And I'm like, I'm getting enough sleep. I'm getting like 5.5 hours of sleep. And they're just like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking
like,
about?
You're
that's like
not what you're supposed to do. You need more than
just
that.
Just like I don't think so. I think I think that's about right. How much do you get?
Eight and a half.
Are you for real?
Oh yeah.
How?
You just go to bed at 10,
a good time.
11. You get up at 7.
I don't. Yeah. I
nothing on your conscience, right?
I mean, you got to. Then you just start doing stuff. But that's 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't even imagine a world. I can't imagine a world where I would get 8 hours of sleep.
Oh what? Even on a weekend?
Even on a weekend.
You can't get in bed at 11 o'clock and hit the snooze in your face?
I know.
Wow.
I literally don't know the concept.
Yeah.
I'm a sleepy person, I think.
I'm an extremely sleepy person. I just like live all day on taking stimulants to make up for the fact that I don't get enough sleep.
You got to start drinking scotch, man.
Scotch.
That's probably true.
Do you smoke cigars?
Yeah. You're going to
start.
That's
your problem. You don't smoke cigars. What did I tell you? I'm allergic to jazz, man. I can't be in those environments. My allergy's gone away, by the way. So anybody who had anybody who's been a frequent listener, I'm looking at you. Where's Casey, by the way? Is he all right?
Oh my gosh,
Casey Knight. Yeah. We're thinking about you.
We're thinking about you. I think he's all right. But Open Noodle, my guy. This is directed to you. Yeah, the Open Noodle. He actually sent me a message the other day, and I fucking forgot to respond to it. I'm like literally seeing it right now. So sorry, bro. I'm gonna do that soon. But also, shout out to our fucking number one dude, fucking Darth Chubb.
Darth Chubb.
Who I found out this the other day. I didn't realize. Darth Chubby, as you know, because time is a relative concept, he sent a message. So listen to you guys talk about Air Force Brief. The Air Force Brief on the Naruto run. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yeah.
Made me die laughing. My oldest son is in the Navy.
Oh, what?
He said the ship crew were warned that if they took leave to go to Area 51 raid, they would be disciplined severely if they go anywhere near there.
So the Navy guys were like, this sounds like a cool party.
Yes.
Maybe we can meet a couple chicks. And they're actually not allowed.
They're doing briefs on the possible raid, which is so funny.
I can't
believe this is real life sometimes. So, Darth, I'm sorry. It's been literally... You sent me that 23 days ago. I'm sorry I did not respond. I'm a fucking monster. I don't get enough sleep. What did I say? I don't get enough sleep, so I got
to
get enough sleep.
You might be fun to have on a call-in from Darth Chubby.
Oh, for sure. Darth is our guy.
Yeah. I'm dying to hear his Darth Vader voice. You know
well, I don't know. I don't want to put him on the spot. That's a hard thing to put somebody on the spot for.
Just tell him to talk through a rag.
But yeah. I hope he's okay. I remember he was a chef, and he was having some health issues. And we give him a reprieve from that. I don't know why.
But. I've got a lot of food questions.
Yeah,
that maybe you can probably help us with.
Anyway,
a lot of weddings. So
a lot of wedding things.
So then The Rock got married to some girl we've never heard of, and then.
But isn't that the fucking best? Though?
That was the best part about it. Everyone's like, oh.
Dude, cool. The Rock is kind of the fucking guy.
I think he needs to run for pee.
I'd be very hot on a Rock Steve Austin ticket.
Oh man. Yeah, Steve Austin.
Did you see his Hot Ones episode?
Steve Austin or The Rock?
Steve Austin.
No.
Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the season 9 finale of Hot Ones.
Oh, man, I got to watch
that.
And it's he is like,
you know, he used to live around the corner from here?
I think he still does. Or he might live in Vegas now, maybe.
He might have just moved.
Yes.
But when I moved to this neighborhood, he left.
Oh.
And I was.
You're the gentrifier. You're gentrifying Steve Austin out of here, dog.
We started drinking in Coors Light in high school because of him.
Damn.
I mean, he, first of all, he's like exactly who his personality is.
Yes.
However, way, 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 way nicer and sweeter. That's the thing. It's like he is truly a Texas old boy.
Cool.
He like gives out a tequila or gives out a margarita recipe on the air. He talks about beer. He does all the steps but every single step of the way, he just seems like the sweetest guy. He just want to like
cool.
go fishing with. It's fucking rad, man.
I love that.
Got a lot of love for that boy.
So we need more of the Rock and Stone Cold in our life.
Well, you know, it's funny. So I was telling you, sorry about the
mushrooms,
cough, by the way.
Does the mushrooms kick?
No, this is a 4 week old cough that I cannot kick.
You know, you need 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. But,
8 full hours.
So I was telling Fareed, I get my beard trimmed, at the Blind Barber here in Culver City. Shout out.
Nice.
Sponsoring the pod today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're actually cutting her hair. Right
and then really, you just really like head it. In the back and get a grilled cheese.
I don't usually, I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. But my barber is the sweetest girl, Rochelle.
Rochelle.
I take that back. She's not actually particularly sweet. She's like a kind of a very tough, like
good,
covered in tattoos, like tough
the kind
girl.
Of person I want trimming my beard.
Yeah, and exactly. And she, but you know, had her the first time. It was cool. You know, conversations when you're getting your hair cut sometimes are like awkward and boring. You
Super.
Know, you're like forced to be intimate with this person mm-hmm. for, and then. And, you know, we're kind of like making super small talk. I was like, what are you into? And she's like, oh, I don't, you know, like, I think I was like, what do you like sports or something?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, I only watch wrestling. And I was like, whoa, tell me more.
All right.
So the champagne of sports.
Yes. So now every time I go in there, we just talk wrestling. The
do you know
whole
if she's got
time.
A boyfriend?
You looking?
For Bryson.
Oh,
because he loves wrestling too.
I don't know how to gracefully ask that question without seeming creepy.
Would she choke Bryson out? No, just ask her.
Okay, would she?
Yeah.
I got a guy who,
who loves wrestling. But I mean, I know it's
I have a guy who shares literally one interest with you.
That's you what I always think of when I was like, oh my God, you like figs? Yeah. I slipped on a fig this morning. Maybe we get along.
We should elope and spend the rest of our lives together.
Maybe we should have a kid together. That'd be cool.
you like figs?
I slipped on a fig today. I think we're meant to be.
Oh my God, it's funny.
Oh my God.
So anyway, but as we've talked about wrestling, I've been kind of doing a little bit of passive research on it since, starting to get like back into it a little bit. And it's a world that I didn't really realize was as dense as it is.
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of indie leagues, a lot of, I think in America, we really go like WWE and that's it. Right.
Yeah.
But there is a fucking ton more. There's New Japan. There's like
New Japan.
Nude Japan.
Oh, nude?
So, no, it's New Japan. Yeah.
Japan does wrestling, but nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They're always on the cutting edge.
Yeah. But
dude, it would make wrestling like way crazier.
Wild. Yeah.
There's nude wrestling.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Dicks everywhere.
I've seen some on Reddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nude.
Is it porn wrestling that like masks itself?
Yes. As, okay.
Well, you know, the porn subreddits are dense. You know what I've noticed about porn subreddits, by the way?
Huh?
They're fucking like extraordinarily, I don't want to say boring, but it's kind of the same concept every time. It's like there's not a, what I love about Reddit is like, it's very unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like it can literally be anything. Like there's some archetypical Reddit posts.
And things catch on that you would never think that would catch on.
Right.
And that's what's exciting about it.
Exactly. But I search, so the way I consume Reddit, I know we've talked about this in the past, but I consume Reddit through all, and then I just go all the way through it.
Yeah. Right?
So I kind of like see what is happening that is like hot and rising.
That's a great way to do it because sometimes I get stuck on my like home and then I realize there's other stuff out there like porn subreddits that you're not subscribed to.
Exactly. But but I don't subscribe to any porn subreddits, but obviously when you're searching all, there's always a couple that are in like the top 100, if not the top 200. And they're almost universal. It's like it's a self shot of a pseudo Reddit celebrity that is nude or half nude and saying something that vaguely implies that they could be nuder.
They could be nuder.
And that's it. Like, that's it. There's this girl named Erin Ashford who I've noticed is always on the front page.
Really now?
Yeah. And she seems to be like Reddit's prom queen.
Oh, shit.
And that's like a really good proposition for all of her shit. It's like every time, a single one of them is just like, thought I'd give you a little bit of something to look at while I was hiking, right? And then it's just like, it's like the same kind of shot. And then the implication that it's only a little and not a lot. You know what I mean? It's just,
it's always like full blown like cervix picture, and you're like, that's not a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
you get
anybody.
Some of those. Yeah, exactly.
That's a straight up the chute.
Yeah, here's my large intestine.
That looks medical.
Yeah. That looks a little medical to me.
Yeah, yeah. And they're
you need to get a pap.
Yeah,
there's
you
also
get that checked out.
There's also very rarely they very rarely expose their face. I've noticed.
Yes,
and I think that's part of it is obviously for their own privacy, but also
trying
to
get jobs in the future.
Right. But
yeah, they all work at
H&R
Block.
But then I go, it's like, again, this weird currency system that we've developed in a world where it's just like,
we have facial recognition.
Then what's the point?
Why do you not want people to know who you are to give you credit for the thing that you're excited about?
Then why are you posting a picture of your full blown vagina?
Yeah. I mean, I guess unless you're like extremely proud of it, but then even in that circumstance, the only repercussion, or the only, at least repercussion is not the right word, the only benefit from it is like points. It's like Reddit fucking karma. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I prefer is
we'll do a lot for that.
I know. To show my vagina in public.
Yes.
And then just run away. Yes. It's like the just same
flash
thing.
Flash it and run.
And then flash it and run. Luke, friend of the pod, who stole our table and gave me this pocket knife made out of woolly mammoth monster.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Luke, that knife does not make up for the table that we lost.
No,
so
no it doesn't.
You got a lot more to
keep running.
Keep trying to bury that hatchet, pal.
Right. Anyway, what were you
literally
saying?
Literally, give us a hatchet.
Yeah.
when he was like 12, he said... Right. He was at this lake.
Because you guys grew up together, right?
Yeah. And this woman who was probably 30, but when you're 12, she looked 60.
Of course, yeah.
She was sitting on a boat, and he was sitting on the dock.
Right.
And they made eye contact, and she pulled her bikini bottom over and like flashed her hoo-ha.
Dick.
Wait, how old was he?
He was like 12 or 13, like young.
Whoa, dude.
So
and she flashed
illegal.
Her muff at him. It was like, and she was probably also drinking like a Mick Ultra, you know?
Right, of course.
And she was like, eh, and then got in her boat with her pals and like took off. And she probably was blacked out.
Right.
And just was like, it was the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
This stuff was cool back then.
What?
But he still tells the story like every 2 weeks. Like, it's,
wow.
It's like a formidable moment in a young man's life.
Well, that's funny because that is that.
So I'm saying you should do that to kids now. Okay. So they have a story for their life.
You're so right.
You know?
That's such a great idea.
Check out my nuts.
Check out these little
it's
nuts.
It's different when a man does it.
Check out my nuts. Yeah.
I think it's bad either way.
I mean,
that
is
bad either way, but it's
true.
Worse.
That's very...
If that happened to a girl, she would feel horrible about it for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
on the news.
I don't want to denigrate... That is very real sexual assault, what has occurred.
I think it was a cool goof.
Well, but
just
I will
a
say
fun
this.
Little goof.
I had this epiphany at Disneyland.
Are you a little jealous recently. It didn't happen to you?
No, I'm not jealous it didn't happen to me, but I think...
If you were with your buddy and you were 12 or 13 and some lady flashed and you could have been like, whoa!
Well,
and you'd still call each other every Christmas and be like, hey, remember that
time? Remember.
Like, it'd be the greatest.
Undeniably
for a boy, a little boy.
Well, I will say that
or a little lesbian
or a little lesbian.
Yeah,
right.
It is different when it's an old man who's like, look at my nuts.
Yeah,
it's look at my nuts.
Way not cool. I don't know. What happens.
I will say that there. I think every boy, and I don't know, dog. You can actually speak to this if this happens to girls. I have no fucking idea. But every boy, I think, has moments that they remember that were like. Like literally you could feel the chemistry of puberty changing you in real time.
And you're like, oh God.
I have very distinct memories of this from like, and they weren't even there. Like I remember I was on a family vacation with I was on a family vacation in like the Carolinas. And
that's where this kind of stuff would happen to.
Well, this is literally what I'm saying.
Stuff
it's like
in Florida,
weird
the Carolinas.
Shit where you just go like, oh my God. And you saying that reminded me of this where I remember being in a pool and it was just a normal public pool. And there was a woman there who had like a family. It was like, she had a kid and like a husband, but she was also relatively young and attractive. And I remember like she was wearing a white bathing suit that just happened to be see-through because it was white. And
that
like,
minx.
And I was just like,
she knew.
Oh, oh, she knew.
Oh
knew.
My God.
Holy cannoli, that's a nipple.
Yeah, and it has stuck with me. I like this is the first time I thought about it in years, obviously.
Wow.
But like, this
good
is,
luck getting
it's
that out of your brain
where,
this weekend. Yeah. That's going to be that's
now,
crazy.
Now I know why you're so into your girlfriend wearing white bikinis all around the house.
All around the
that's
house.
That's your fetish, dude. You just found your fetish.
I found
Congrats.
It, dude. Thanks.
That's why you wear white bikini tops
exactly.
to bed.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
I mean, what is yours? Like, what is one that you remember that you're just like, this was when I felt literally the brain chemistry of puberty changing within me.
As I'm telling this story, I just want to get this out of my head, but I just think it's funny that
we are maybe coming up with brand new sentences as we speak, by the way.
Yes. And right. as a woman, I think you can sort of become like the pube fairy to young kids. Like you,
the pube fairy.
Whether you know it or not, like there's a hormone in your brain that, let's just call it like
you can become the pube fairy.
It was like a slowly boiling
right.
Sack or something. Okay. Like that kicked it off. That maybe kick-started your puberty process.
Yeah.
And once that
started. You need that, like, that moment. That
so I'm just saying, you older ladies have a lot of power.
Yeah. At the public pool.
That you maybe don't know you're wielding.
You older ladies.
Or maybe you do.
Yeah, dog.
And by older ladies, I mean anybody who's like, in their 20s to 12-year-olds.
There may have been a 10 to 12-year-old who saw you slip on a fig this morning. And yeah. That might be like, the moment.
Oh, my God.
I think I saw that woman's bosom.
I'm into
bosom.
That. Yeah. I think I saw a bosom or something as she slipped upon that fig. Yeah, I think you're right. That probably did happen.
You have the power.
Yeah.
You wield the power. But I also, in a very sincere note, and then we need to talk about Brandy Senses because I think that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah.
We don't want to spend all episode talking about puberty, or we do.
Maybe we should do that subreddit.
Well, we do need to do, there's a lot of them. I mean, one of the ones I really want to do, and I don't think we can do it without having a guest that can speak to it from experience, is teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the
teenager subreddit is very popular, and there are things that happen there that I'm just like, what are kids talking about?
What are you kids up to these
days? Let's all try to find some teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
In the next couple weeks.
Good idea, man.
I'll go trolling.
So this is the last thing we'll say about what you just said, which I did have this epiphany recently and it's kind of been affecting me in a profound way. I was at Disneyland with my friends because if you live in California, you just go to Disneyland sometimes because it's a fucking magical place no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends who are like unmarried adults who have like yearly memberships and they just go like every weekend. And I was there and I was walking around. I had the epiphany that kind of the wholesome version of what you were just saying, what we were just talking about kind of with the pube fairy, where there are kids who see adults in a place like Disneyland where it's already creating a lot of important memories for them. And you will be in that memory forever, right?
Right, yeah.
Like you will be a part of this profound memory of childhood, and you have a certain responsibility as an adult in that environment to make sure that that profound memory of childhood is a good one, you know?
Yeah. No,
is an
true.
Interesting epiphany. I didn't even think about that. I mean, even like with our relationship with Charlie, it's like Charlie might forget us, but he also might remember us very fondly as like, when he used to play and dad was doing his podcast. You know what I mean? Like I have no idea, but like because of that, you want to be like kind of the best version of who you are and the best version of the archetype that you represent too. I mean, cause I, you know, as like a man with like long hair and a beard and tattoos, I want to like, I don't want Charlie to grow up thinking that people with tattoos are scary or like meth addicts, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? So
it's a good insight.
It's a really interesting thing about the way that you affect a child's memories. You know?
Yeah. And then think about how when children are traumatized for any, whatever reason, it's like the opposite of that
for sure.
in a bad direction. Well, like even, that sticks with them forever.
I mean,
it's
even
imprinted.
Luke's story or like, you know, if it was a young, innocent, not pubescent boy, if it was a girl, right. And that was a man who flashed that girl, it would be like
he wouldn't be
actually traumatizing. Right?
Wouldn't be telling that story at every dinner party.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever. I got one.
Yeah, but it is. But you know, it's. I mean, that's a funny gender dynamic thing where it's like, you know, there is. I mean, it's either funny or sad depending on how you look at it. But like, it is for Luke. I think that's a funny, charming story of like boyhood. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is also sexual abuse. I mean, it's like it was completely wildly in poor taste of that woman to do that. And she should have gotten like severely punished for it.
Right.
Severely punished.
Yeah. Like death.
I mean, I think that's
that feels
like a
really extreme.
I mean, I think that's a like legally binding offense for sure.
Oh yeah.
What if she was just, if I'm going to be her defense attorney, I was just picking a wedgie and you happen to see.
Well, I mean,
that's totally that's an accident. Yeah, you're gonna have a hard time proving that.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
If you slip on a fig,
it's 90,
and
it's
like, you reveal a little too much.
It's like 93.
What is the legal ramification?
93 OJ, AIDS. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
stuff was crazy. Dude.
Things were crazy back then.
This would have been a walk in the park.
That's fair. But anyway, it's very interesting. All right, let's talk about Brand New Sentences. So this week, There was some cool stuff happening on the front page. Whatever. Moving on. At least David Koch is dead. That's all we have to say on that one. So, all right. So, brand new sentences. So, this one is, this is fascinating, right? So, so this is a combination of, Dog, you suggested this one, so I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to take your thunder here. Do you want to? You want to dig into this?
It's pretty cool. I mean,
your fig is a brand new
sentence. Still pretty hurt about my fig, but yeah, that's that might be a fig. You never know. A new sentence. The fig. You know what I mean.
What part of this might be a fig? In your opinion?
what's a fig here?
Slipped on a fig this morning. 12-year-old went through puberty.
There's basically this subreddit. It's all about. Brand new sentences.
Right.
Exactly what it sounds like. So the rules are, you know, posting screenshots of discovered brand new sentences. So it's like, if it's a funny sentence, people will Google it and be like, wow, yeah, that's never been said.
Right.
Second rule is check if the sentence has been said before, before posting.
So that's actually interesting. Cause I think I've always been under the assumption that this sub was almost a colloquialism where it was
like,
it's a brand new sentence, like weird sentence that is just like a wild combination of words type thing.
Right.
But they're serious about that though. This is like, this needs to be a sentence that you like cannot search on Google and get a result.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. It's actually pretty tough.
Which is, it sounds impossible.
Yeah, it's challenging.
To come up with a brand new sentence.
Yeah.
But then you read them and you go, I bet that's never been.
Yeah.
Because they're thoughts, they're new thoughts.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. I mean, that's what's the interesting thing about this is like it is a new thought, but it's also like a new frame, a new way to frame an argument. You know?
Yeah, so, that's true.
Anyway, so continue the rules.
The rest of the rules are pretty basic. It's like no reposts.
Right.
Satire's not fun here. Sentences created by bots are not allowed. You know how you can do like random sentence generator.
Yeah, right. Olive Garden plot, yeah. Plot thing. Yeah.
The brand new sentence needs to be in the title. And then just don't talk about politics or religion.
Just like us. We're not a political pod.
Yeah,
we are not a political pod. So part of this is actually semantic discovery.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Like this is kind of a nerdy sub actually. It's not just like funny. You know?
No, it's pretty cool. Like a lot of these I've noticed are, if you like open the picture itself, it's that somebody said something interesting in the comments and someone was like, whoa, I just Googled that and that's never been said before.
Right. And also I think some of these rules are a little complicated because there are some of the posts, because you get a lot of things from Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Where like maybe it hasn't been said on Twitter, but like maybe the thought has been considered but never articulated.
Yeah.
So, and also, by the way, this is worth mentioning. If you search by past week specifically, like you're getting things that have 56,000 upvotes, 45,000 upvotes. So this is a mass consumption, Kathy and Hoda style sub here.
It's a Kathy and Hoda sub for sure.
It's kind of perfectly Reddit audience in a way.
It's
smart and nerdy, but it's also funny.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And like that is the Reddit user in a nutshell, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, that would and it's also like quirky and eccentric. It's one of those things where you don't, I also don't know of other places on the internet where this kind of resource exists.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The top this is great. Of all time was actually something that was posted a day ago.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that weird?
Hottie hot take?
Yeah, hottie hot take.
I mean, I don't disagree, by the way.
Yeah, we should split bathrooms by pee versus poop instead of men versus women. Okay, I've got some issues with this.
This was like, I thought about this for 4 minutes.
You don't want people to know you're going to go poop. Sorry.
Unless we change society.
Yeah, unless we change society. Cool.
All you could do is get Kanye and Kim being like, I'm going to drop a deuce.
I think that's the patriarchy speaking directly through your mouth.
I know.
Dog.
And then also... I don't want to go poop in a bathroom where a bunch of men have been sitting on the toilet for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think
what's that all about, dog?
Sorry.
What's your problem?
I don't know why it takes guys forever to take a shit.
Because it's fun.
It's fun, and it feels good, and it smells good.
And it's like wildly relaxing. Like, when you get to just sit down and
it's
like...
It's the only time you can just hang out.
Guys, no. You're supposed to get it done fast and get the fuck out of there.
No.
Go sit on a bench.
Is that really how girls do it?
Yeah. Do you just hang out after pooping?
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
Clip our toenails, dude.
What?
Read a book.
I will spend... Like,
this is mind blowing.
I can spend a good 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, I believe it.
I'll bring one of those English leather bound satchels in there with like all the magazines of the week.
Yeah,
that's where I do my taxes.
Textbooks. Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, you're literally sitting on top of a basin of your shit.
That's the best part.
Do you flush it first?
No, absolutely.
I sit cross legged too. Yeah, because you need to look at it.
Cross legged.
Because you need to look at it.
That's the problem I have with this.
This is actually another. This is extremely gross, but I think every guy can relate to this. Every once in a while, guys will share photos to their friends.
Yeah, of their poops.
Of their poops.
Yes.
As like a pride point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, check out this big stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to just let these magic beasts go. Yeah.
I know. I get it. Like, my brother and his friends used to do that in high school. I never saw them. I just knew he did it. And I was like, that's disgusting. And
yeah, there's a total double.
Like, you'll never understand.
You'll never get it.
There's a total double standard too with women.
And this is my problem with gender politics.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, if a woman friend of yours,
right,
sent you a text, was like, check out this fat rhino. And it was just like a huge dong shit.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, Beth. Like,
wow, Beth.
I don't know. You wouldn't admit it, but you might slowly pull back from that friendship.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, it definitely takes.
But with a guy, you'd just be like, Ted, you're fucking sick, dude.
Oh, Luke.
Gross, Luke. Gross, Ted.
Yeah. I mean, it's hilariously gross. All right.
Are you saying in gender politics, if you really truly want to have an equal society, then we all should be sending shit pics?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I was kidding when I said that, but also, sure. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. Why not?
I want Senator Gillibrand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hillibrand, or I want to see your dumps.
Well, I will say it is like, it is kind of a great equalizer in a lot of ways. You know what I mean?
Dumps.
I mean, it is like if you saw Hitler shitting or Donald Trump shitting, or fucking Angela Merkel shitting, like, you'd be like, that's a human right there.
Yeah.
You know, which is actually kind
of, it would actually make me either want like run for politics. I'd be like, I can be the president. Like,
maybe
it's one of those things you're like, they do it. So I can be president.
It's interesting. That's not the point of this subreddit, though. So the next one down actually is satire from Top of All Time.
But there's a rule of no satire, which I was confused about.
There's a rule of no satire, but this has the tag of satire. So
as long as it's admitted.
Right. Yeah, and I think that this is also really funny, which was, I want to move to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So, no one's ever said that.
Brand new sentence.
God.
My reaction was like, I get it that it's funny, but it's like, hasn't New Jersey been getting shit on for like really since Jersey Shore came out in 2005 or something?
Probably even before then.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
It's definitely New York's butt of every joke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And New York's butt.
here's a good one, and you see a lot from publications too, which I think is kind of interesting.
Headlines,
yes, headlines. So this is from the Mirror, UK publication, tabloid. Tibetan nun becomes fetish queen after Indian massage reawakens her sexuality. And
good,
I think that's fair
her.
To say that sentence had never been said before.
Ever.
Yeah, that's a good example of like, you can actually. I could say you could probably corroborate that one pretty easily.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
But it's based on an experience. It's actually, you know, to be completely honest, similar to the David Koch 79 dies this morning. Like,
yeah.
It's like probably a sentence that was never said before this morning. So
this is another one, the nihilistic euphoria of the fish tube. And it's a story,
it's a
headline
tube?
From this magazine called Elements. Ooh. But the fish tube, it's one of those fish cannons that transports fish between two bodies of water where there used to be a natural river, maybe, but like man-made fuckery has blocked their path. So we like shoot fish now from point A to point B just to like help them migrate.
Oh, I saw that.
So it's like a,
we've created so many things to do.
It's a fix for fucked up manhood. But it's like relaxing to watch a fish shoot out of a tube.
Wait, it doesn't really hurt them.
Yeah.
You can just Google. This is just a picture, but I would say on YouTube. You can watch it. It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun to watch it because it you also kind of the fish.
They feed them in
because the fish has no sovereignty. it's actually kind of funny.
People don't respect the fish's feelings.
Yeah. No. Wow.
Here's a good one.
Type in fish cannon or something.
Here's one that's actually not funny. It's more like profound. Right. A loose cannon eventually points your way.
Isn't that true?
And so this is posted 7 months ago.
You see
the thread, and you see people being like, "I searched this on Google and nothing came up. Did you come up with this yourself? It's really like fantastic."
Wow.
And so this is truly a brand new sentence that is now kind of a little bit more of a mantra. You know.
You know what? That's beautiful.
Well, you know, you see it a lot in politics. I guess is like a really easy example. You know, someone lays down the law and then they get caught in a bathroom foot tapping for sex.
Yeah.
And it's like
a little tippy tap.
And it's like, well, you know, be careful what rules you create for society because you might be caught breaking them also.
Yeah.
And that cannon's coming for you.
Yeah.
So if you're saying no boofing in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then you start boofing.
Don't boof. Here's a really nice one.
You always find a way to bring it back to boofing. I don't really understand how.
Don't boof it.
Dude, my vernacular peaked in seventh grade.
Okay, nice. Cool.
Hey, this is a good one. Danny DeVito isn't going to die. He's just going to keep getting smaller and more dense until he finally collapses into a black hole and swallows the earth.
I mean, I would be so psyched to die.
I'd be
that
surprised
way.
If that didn't happen.
Wow.
Babies are absolutely biodegradable. Is another one.
Yeah.
Babies are absolutely biodegradable. Tuesday, the day you realize that nothing can stop you because you are a magic skeleton packed with meat and animated with electricity and imagination. You have a cave in your face full of sharp bones and five tentacles at the end of each arm. You can do anything, magic skeleton.
Oh my
God. That's awesome.
That's true.
I've never felt better.
Isn't it weird?
Wow.
We are special.
I mean, it is when you think of us solely in our organic form, it's fucking horrifying.
God. Yeah. And all the little pieces moving together and working.
I mean, it really makes you have a moment of sheer terror followed by a moment of elation and wonder at the magic of humanity.
It's crazy
really that we can create sentences and I can post this goddamn podcast on this thing called the internet and we are just meat bags.
Meanwhile, we sit around and we just complain. Yeah. But we got to remember the magic skeleton.
Yeah, that's true.
That's cool.
Oh, this is shout out to last episode. Did we do brand new sentences? Is that what we had landed on in the random? Is that why we're doing this? Is my memory that poor?
I think so.
Okay, so this is an amazing, and we had a nice little conversation about this. So we're going to revive this conversation for anybody who missed last episode. Shame on you. The letter Q comes up way too early in the alphabet. We're not ready for it where it currently is placed. It belongs with fellow avant-garde acts X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
Deep in after the mainstream.
Dude, that's so true.
I continue to agree with that statement.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that's and so fantastic.
If we were going to order the alphabet according to its mainstream popularity, what would be the order be? I think we start off correctly with A.
Yeah.
I think S should be way further up.
Yeah. R, T, P. Those are all basic babies. Like those should be basic closer babies to the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I think we start with the vowels.
R.
Then we go S.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to reorder the alphabet on this part? I think we should start around. We should.
I mean, we could.
You know what?
Who do we have to talk to? Who's the president of the internet?
Yeah. You know what? This is on
the president of the alphabet.
If I'm in Trump's cabinet, these are things I've already said. I want him to try to get on the $20 bill. I
think. Yes.
You should.
But I want him to reorder the alphabet.
Reorder the alphabet.
Can you fucking unmatch how that would be if Trump came out and goes, "Hey, listen, I'm going to reorder the alphabet. This shit is bullshit."
People wouldn't even be surprised.
I would be actually
T-R-U.
Kind of psyched.
I would not be surprised.
His strategy is always just like, whatever's going on, like do something crazy, buy Greenland. And so there's how fucking there's got to be somebody coming up with these crazy left fielders, right. And that'd be a fun job.
I mean, that would be it's actually depressing. A true dream job to be his like, you know, like 21-year-old staffer who just is like,
guys, I need something
goes,
to cover this scandal.
Hey, Roy, yeah. Give me something. And he goes, Greenland, some fucking bullshit. You should do the same with that.
Yeah.
Greenland. Who knows what's going on up there? Maybe we try to buy it.
Some kid in the fucking, literally in the closet of the White House, just smoking salvia all day. Yeah.
Unreal. He's like a slightly greasy. He's got a Roman Emperor's haircut.
That would be the tightest job.
This one's pretty related to Lamb Man.
Oh, nice.
The Lamb Man cometh.
Yeah, these three comments. Tooth fairies are a smaller and friendlier subspecies of the larger and much more hostile bone fairies. And then someone responds, thank you for this bespoke nightmare. And someone says, bro, forget that. How much money do I get for a femur under my pillow?
That's I mean, that is
Lamb Man would be able to answer.
That's we are Nostradamus on the spot. Yeah. We already called that shit.
Man, I mean, this I just had this like, big idea when you're reading that. I mean, it feels like a Tim Burton movie. Like the Tooth Fairy is not like the sweet little lady that you think she is. It's like somebody who harvests bones.
Yeah.
And right. like grinds them up for like a protein powder.
Yeah, think about it.
And there's like an army of skeletons that are coming back to like I think you could make it a cool.
Why doesn't she plant them to grow more bones?
Oh, she's got a bone field.
Dude, that's how other humans are born.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's a cool dark story.
We're trying to make a children's book with me, Doug?
Yes. A children's
can we?
I have been thinking about children's books lately.
Did you read it? Children's books would be primo.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely primo.
We'll have Charlie read him like in a little bit when he can read.
Yes. He can read now.
Yeah. He can. He pooped for the first time in the toilet last night.
Oh, no
but it
way.
It was like not a substantial poop, but poop technically came out.
Oh, man. Another Nerf
did
gun.
Did you?
I had to give him a prize. Yeah. I've like promised him like a Ferrari at this point.
Did you?
He's like, where's my car?
Have him take photos of it and send it to his little preschool friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
we'll keep
the theme. I just found a really good one. Things were going well with my date until she noticed my Roomba was a frisbee glued to a bunch of rats. Until she noticed my Roomba was a frisbee glued to a bunch of rats.
Real
that's
rats?
Amazing. That's
fantastic.
What does that mean?
God, that's what a Roomba looks like, and I guess that's what his Roomba is.
That's what his Roomba is, man. What's so complicated?
Why are you being so judgy
why
about
are you being,
it?
What are you getting so caught up on? stop thinking about it so hard.
Okay. I hate to be a little bitch, but I got
to
run.
I know. We're going to have to close this one out. Really quickly, though, because we didn't actually talk about this, but this is something that came up yesterday when we were passing things back and forth. Today I learned actually has a post that I think kind of applies to this right now. About Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know this, and it was like,
hell.
Why? This is kind of a combination of a couple things we have just talked about, where it's what I would consider pretty goddamn close to a brand new sentence. Let me actually pull up this subreddit. But also, it is a great children's story. Excuse me.
The mushrooms taken over?
Yeah, the mushrooms have taken over. So today I learned that Chuck E. Cheese's official backstory is that he is an orphaned mouse who does not know his own birthday. To make up for never having a birthday party of his own, he hosts parties for children, and his middle name is Entertainment.
That's what Michael Jackson's story was too. Holy shit.
Not far from it.
Oh my God.
But that is so depressing.
That is really depressing. But interesting. You can make another cool action movie out of it.
Well, action movie?
Oh, yeah, dude. His mom just gets stomped to death by a fucking sewer worker.
So you're
dead.
You're basically describing the story of Batman. You realize that, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit,
And he's like, I'm going to fucking throw a birthday party.
So is Batman's like actual pizza. Name?
B-A.
No, what's the guy's...
T.
What's his actual name in the show?
Bruce Wayne.
Brucey Wayne? Bruce Entertainment Wayne?
Bruce Entertainment Wayne.
Are you ready for the entertainment? And then he karate chops you.
Bruce Entertainment Wayne. Come on.
So stupid.
Give us a movie deal, everybody.
That's a great one.
All right, let's read a couple more. Well, you know what? Why don't we fucking not do randoms today and just read a couple more brand new sentences?
Hey, I'm okay, down cool. with that. Are you guys cool with that? So good.
And we need to give a couple shout outs to some hot action going on the internet, on our Instagram.
Oh, really?
Oh, we got
This fan, Logan Tripp. She's been great. She's commenting. She's
she hot or what?
She looks pretty hot, man, I'd say.
Woo! You know?
I think there's a wedding ring next to her thing, so she seems like she's married.
Woo! Woo! Ha ha!
There we go.
That's Logan, how Logan hot Tripp. She is. Four woo-ha-has.
Logan Tripp gets four woo-ha-has. Oh my God. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I did not mean to objectify you, Logan. I thought it was funny. I take all of it back.
And she's from a place called Bangor, Maine.
It's like Bangor, India.
Bangor.
Okay, don't know if that's the real person.
It's got bang in the title, right? Cool.
Wow.
So anyway, she's been hyped on our pod, and we're hyped on her.
Are you managing our Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We do some comunicado, but you guys, please jump in.
I don't.
By all means.
I like that you do that.
I'm a busy father.
Because I don't, and I need somebody else to do that.
I try to post, I think the strategy would be try to post one thing from Reddit, pop the week that day, like that we think is cool.
Yeah,
just
I think
like
it works.
Just like internet shit, you know? And then some personal stuff
I think
also.
That you should do that daily, not weekly.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, daily.
Okay, cool. Because I also, we have a funny
we post to Instagram once a month.
We have a funny division of labor here at Did You Reddit? Because
I don't do shit. Yeah.
Dog is
you slip on figs.
Yeah, dog slip on figs.
Slip on figs. I'm having a hard time with just life, and like you guys know that, and I appreciate it.
You're the heart of this thing.
Yeah, you are the.
I'm the worst.
You are truly, truly the heart of this podcast.
One of these days, I will get my shit together.
You don't. It'll ruin our brand. It will literally ruin our brand.
If you ever come in here in a business suit with your hair like slicked back, I'll be like, it's over.
Wow,
that's done.
So, Dog Grooves has been doing T90X for the last couple weeks, so we have to shutter this pod. It's over.
Okay, I found my good exit brand new sentence before I skedaddle.
All right.
Someone says, I don't get Bitcoin. So this guy says, imagine if you keep your car idling 24/7 and it produced solved Sudokus for you so you can, that you could trade for heroin. That's literally Bitcoin, right?
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's kind of true.
That is a good way to describe it.
Yeah. So
here's something, and this is also a sub we have to do given the conversation we had today. So this is from a sub, Ask Teen Boys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
Which is like a fucking masterpiece.
Oh, my God.
So original was on Ask Teen Girls. Obviously, we could do both of them. Do a little special edition pod. Ask Teen Boys, you wake up to discover that you are a girl and will be one for the next 24 hours. What do you do? Obviously, the first comment is masturbate. Obviously. And then the comment directly below that is if you're masturbating during your transformation back into a guy, you will have three fingers stuck in your urethra.
These are the most boy comments.
It's the most boy shit I've ever heard.
Good God.
We can't beat that.
We cannot beat that.
We're going out on that.
You don't have any more?
I mean, I don't want to risk beating that. Yeah.
No, that's pretty gorgeous.
It could come in soft.
Yeah, that's fair. I think this is we'll probably end up revisiting this one because this is one this is just one that
this is great to revisit.
This is a gift that keeps
and
on
today going. I learned I go to a lot and a lot.
Oh, for sure.
There's good nuggets.
Yeah, we don't wanna ruin our format by doing a different pod every week, but you know, sometimes we just gotta go back to them. I know we did conspiracy last week and you know, kinda talked about conspiracy.
Yeah.
And then
which we're going to revisit.
Well, we're always going to revisit that one because it just is that way.
Yeah, we also have
a guest that we kind of mentioned that I tried to edit every mention of her out because basically we were recording. We did an amazing interview with a guest afterwards who had real anecdotal evidence of Jeffrey Epstein's house.
And so we're going to...
She had been there and we interviewed her and then Charlie tripped on the power cord and killed our dad.
But you know what? Like... conspiracy.
Yeah, no, Charlie.
How did he happen to trip on the cord?
Right before that, Bill Clinton was outside giving Charlie lollipops.
Yeah.
Charlie is deep state, yeah.
Hillary was like, here, Charlie, you like some chocolate
latte? We looked out the window and there was like a limo with American flags on it.
And then it just peeled away. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
There was a stretch Hummer outside.
And I could hear saxophone playing. It had a lot of elements of the Clintons.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet. Thanks to Capitalist Wine. Thanks to TrueSource.com. Actually, fuck you, TrueSorts.com. You still won't fucking
You still won't sponsor us, you
emails.
Monsters.
122 yeah. episodes in, you won't fucking...
Talking to you, Michaela.
And if you're a sword maker...
DYR20. That's all we want. Just DYR20.
You don't even have to give them the discount.
You
just
don't
let
even
us,
have to give them the discount.
Let us say that.
Just let us say it.
Or if you're a bespoke sword maker out there and you want to get busy with us, let's talk about that, dude. Yeah. We're
we'll
open.
Promote you. We've already got people. We've already got people buying these.
But we're not
swords.
At all desperate, dude. Yeah. We got it all. We don't need you. But like, seriously, we need you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Laird Hamilton, though, for continuing to sponsor this pod. Yeah. You're the best, Laird.
Pal.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot pal.
Catch you at the gym later.
catch you on the waves later, bud. All right. Be back next week. Another episode. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday.
Peace.